God's faithfulness I was experiencing continually, and I was also finding out something about his sense of humour. I had made a covenant with God never to run out of money for school fees. My covenant said nothing about running out of soap, or toothpaste, or razor blades. One morning I discovered I was out of laundry soap, but when I reached into the drawer where I kept my money, all I could find was sixpence. Laundry soap cost eightpence. "You know that I have to keep clean, God, so will you work it out about the 2 pennies?" I took my sixpence and made my way to the street where the shops were, and sure enough, right away I saw a sign, "Tuppence off, buy your surf now." I walked in, made my savings, and strolled back up the hill whistling. There was plenty of soap in that box to last with care until the end of school. But that very night a friend saw me washing out a shirt and shouted, "Say, Andrew, lend me some soap, will you? I'm out." Of course I let him have the soap and said nothing. I just watched him pour out my precious surf, knowing somehow that he wasn't going to pay it back. Every day he borrowed a bit more of that soap, and every day I had to use just a little bit less. And then it was toothpaste. The tube was really finished, squeezed, twisted, torn apart, and scraped. Finished. I had read somewhere that common table salt makes a good dentifrice, and no doubt my teeth got clean, but my mouth wore a permanent pucker. And razor blades. I had not thrown away my used blades, and sure enough the day came when I had to resurrect them. I had no hone, and so I stropped them on my bare skin. 10 minutes a day on my own skin. I remained clean-shaven, but it was at a price. Throughout this time, I sensed that God was playing a game with me. Perhaps he was using these experiences to teach me the difference between a want and a need. Toothpaste tasted good. New razor blades shaved quicker, but these were luxuries, not necessities. I was certain that should a real need arise, God would supply it. And a true need did arise. It was necessary for foreigners in Britain to renew their visas at periodic intervals. I had to have mine renewed by the 31st of December 1954 or leave the country. But when that month rolled around, I did not have a cent to my name. How was I going to get the forms down to London? A registered letter cost 1 shilling, 12 pennies. I did not believe that God was going to let me be thrown out of school for the lack of a shilling. And so the game moved into a new phase. I had a name for it by now. I called it the Game of the Royal Way. I had discovered that when God supplied money, he did it in a kingly manner, not in some grovelling way. 3 separate times over the matter of that registered letter, I was almost lured from the royal way. I was, that last year, head of the student body and in charge of the school's tract fund. One day my eye lit first on the calendar, it was the 28th of December, and then on the fund,